Good afternoon, and thank you for calling in customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
95356.
Thank you so much for that information. 95356. May I have your first and last name?
Lane Parker.
Thank you for that information, Mr. Parker. And I'm trying to access your information in our database. Now, do you have an account with us, or are you trying to place an order?
An order was placed last night. I have the order number.
Would it be under a different name, maybe a spouse or family member?
No.
Okay. And you're spelling your first name, L-A-N-E?
Correct.
And that was 95356?
Yes.
Thank you again for your patience, Mr. Parker, as I'm waiting on the system to generate information in our database. All right, and for your security, can I get you to verify your address for me, please?
7312 Del Cielo Way, Modesto.
Thank you so much for that information. Mm-hmm. Looking over the account, I see that there was an order placed for focus pods and a warranty.
There's some bad static on the line. You still there?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Okay, well, I got a survey which I thought was from Amazon. It was presented as being from Amazon. I filled out the survey and it said I could have a watch or earbuds. I elected the earbuds. Then when I put in the information to order those, it said a lot of people also ordered the watch. So I didn't want to order the watch, and there was no way I could back out of that transaction. So I thought moving forward, I would have a chance to delete the request for the watch. But it went ahead with the transaction, also added insurance. I wouldn't insure an item I paid, $6 or $7 for with a $13 policy. So I want to not have those things sent to me.
Okay. So from my understanding, you are no longer interested in the items that you purchased?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, they were supposed to be a reward for having filled out a survey for Amazon, which I think Amazon had probably nothing to do with this.
Okay. Well, that particular company does allow their customers to try out the product prior to paying the retail value. Would you be interested in a 35% discount on the charges to keep those products?
I'm not interested in the product, really.
Okay.
And especially the insurance, no way I would ever buy an insurance on a product like that. And I'm just kind of got a bad taste in my mouth about the whole transaction. I called last night, and she was unable to find anything about the transaction. I never got an email indicating that the transaction had even happened, but until I got this one that said it was mailed or already shipped, however they ship it.
All right.
If I receive them, I'm going to send them back.
Okay. And one other question. Would you be interested in at least trying it out for 15 days?
No, thank you.
All right. I went ahead and got that canceled for you. Was there anything else that I can help you with tonight?
No, that's all. Well, it's already shown up on my credit card. Will it be reversed from my credit
card? Within 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 or 35?
3 to 5.
3 to 5. Okay. All right. Is there any number for the cancellation?
It'll be sent to your email within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your help.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling customer service, and you have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.